It happened so quickly. She had been hurrying from the market side of the Rialto Bridge, trying to avoid the crush of tourists, when a face appeared in the crowd as if picked out by a bright spotlight. She turned to get a better look, and that was when she missed her footing and sprawled on the wet ground. Any other time, Lydia might have been appalled at this loss of dignity, yet all she cared about, whilst a voluble group of Americans helped her back on her feet, was the man who had caused her to slip. She scanned the crowded steps for his retreating figure in the drizzling rain, but he was gone. Lydia relaxed into the chair. Dottor Pierilli had left 10 minutes ago, promising crutches in the morning. Her left ankle, expertly strapped, rested on a footstool.
"I still don't know how you managed to get home," Chiara said,
coming into the living room with a tray of tea things. She put the tray on a table between a pair of tall, balconied windows that looked down onto the Rio di San Vio. The melancholy December light had all but faded, and strategically placed lamps created a beguilingly serene atmosphere. This was Lydia's favorite room in the apartment. She was a lover of beautiful things. It was what brought her to Venice in the first place. Living here, she was surrounded by beauty on a scale she had never encountered anywhere else.
"You're either the bravest woman I know or the stupidest," Chiara said.
Lydia smiled. "Undoubtedly the latter. That's certainly what your father would have said."
"You probably did more damage walking on it than when you slipped."
"He would have agreed with you on that too, and said that a 46-year-old woman should have known better." Chiara curled up in the chair next to Lydia. It was where Marcello always used to sit, his hand outstretched to Lydia as he read the Gazzettino. "I want you to know that this arrangement will only go on for a day or two," Lydia said, keen to establish that she would soon be back at work. Chiara, all 24 years of her, gave Lydia a quelling stare. "We can manage perfectly well without you."
"That's what I'm worried about. I don't want you to get too used to my absence."
"Now there's an idea. A boardroom coup." The shrill ring of the telephone in the hall had Chiara getting to her feet. Lydia hoped it wasn't one of Chiara's friends inviting her out. If she was alone, she might dwell on that face in the crowd, and that was something she didn't want to do.